I placed my one phone call to Dr. Ned Ross, told him I was bruised and battered, but feeling well. Very well. Forrest Gump could have figured it out. Ned found the soul trap, bailed me out, and 4 hours later, we were back at my place. Home Sweet Home is a second-story, one-bedroom pigsty in the corner of Yucca and Cahuenga. What can I say? I'm cheap, and pretty classless. I'd rather spend what few bucks I have tooling up my ghost hunting gear than paying a wad on a more respectable crib. My ribs are killing me, and I can still taste that smoke.
So? I've been tasting smoke since I was younger than you. How old are you now?
27.
Started smoking my second year at Cal Poly. Hasn't done me any harm.
Ever try inhaling barn timbers?
36 years I've been smoking 3 packs a day. That's gotta equal a few barns, kid.
Fine. You're the recipient of the Black Lung Award.
Can I make a speech?
How about saying something useful? Like, you'll take the soul trap if I get locked away.
Forget it, Kane. As long as you have it, I think we're safe. If I end up with it, someone will come after it.
You have to take it. You're the one who built it.
Technically, it was your father who built it. I just designed it. Well, aspects of it.
You know what I mean.
If you get locked up, I think we should just destroy it.
You're crazy. We'll make a decision later. Right now, I'm ready to rock. Get me inside.
Get on the gurney, wire yourself up, and get your noggin settled.
The soul trap isn't just a weapon. It's a means of communication. With Ned's help, I can project my consciousness, my soul, into the device. It's a hell of a trip. You never know what you're gonna find inside.
You're wired and ready. Take your mind to Alpha.
It's like having an acid trip inside a lucid dream. Sometimes, when my mind is racing, it takes hours. Sometimes a few minutes. It's a combination of meditation, Kriya breathing techniques, biofeedback, and prayer that puts my brain on a certain wavelength that lets my soul leave my body and travel deep into the soul trap.
Relax, kid. Match your heartbeats to the pattern. You got it. Keep it up.
The more I do it, the easier it gets. But every journey inside takes a real toll on my body. The room where I land was designed to look like the prototypical interrogation room. Some ghosts get intimidated in such a cold place. Some don't. Most ghosts refuse to leave the earthly realm for one reason or another. The soul trap lets me give them a shove. By throwing a lever, I open the door that banishes the spirit from the earthly realm to the afterlife. Ahead of me is the ghost. He looks like he's from the late 1800s. Behind me is my way out. I should talk to this ghost before I send him sailing. Can't leave until I've finished with this ghost. Ahead of me is the...
Ted Burnett! What's this all about? Where in tarnation am I? You some kind of lawman?
Do I look like one?
You got me locked up in this here cold room. This metal furniture under this single light that's not even lit by a flame.
What should I talk to this guy about? Why were you haunting that ranch?
Bite your tongue, you spirit-spoiling sprout. I don't know what you're spouting on about.
Listen up, pal. For whatever reason, when you died, you didn't want to exit peacefully through your portal. So how would you like a nice shove? I have that power. So start spilling your beans.
All right, all right. The year was 1867. I was tin penning in the hills of Tahunga Canyon, near the Monte Cristo gold mine. I wasn't making a lick of progress, but it seemed like everyone around me was yelling Eureka. One of those miners told me about a sure way to strike it rich.
Go on.
You had to light yourself some candles and summon up one of the devil's cohorts, a demon that goes by the name of Berith. For the cost to your soul, that old demon would turn worthless metal into pure gold. Well, I summoned me up that demon and gave him a hunk of iron pyrite the size of a bear skull.
Fool's gold.
Well, that fool's gold became real gold.
And you got rich.
That I did.
Enjoy your fortune?
Hell yeah. Until I blew it.
How?
Gambled away a lot of it. Made a lot of friendly women very wealthy. Drank an ocean of whiskey. And got swindled out of the rest of it.
Tell me your name.
Skeeter Jackson's the name. Gold mining's the game. Dadgum. Can't believe I got taken in by a horn-swoggling pup like you.
Why did you refuse to move on?
I'm afraid of that door made of light. I don't want to open it for fear of what's on the other side. Someone's waiting for me there. I know it.
How'd you die?
Got desperate for that which I pissed away. Tried to rob a bank, but botched it. Ended up shooting a deputy in cold blood. A posse of dad-burned lawmen tracked me down on the land where you trapped me and hung me from an oak tree by where that barn stood.
Can't leave until I've finished with this ghost.
You let me go, and I'll never bother another dad-burned soul. You got my word on that, Sheriff.
It was time to send Skeeter to the great beyond. He was right about one thing. Someone was waiting for him on the other side of that door.
What are you planning to do there, Sheriff? Listen here, lawman. You turn me loose and I'll make you a fortune.
Not today. Happy trails, partner.
No! You can't!
You could hide forever to better get beyond yourself.
Fool's gold? Damn straight.
Nobody to talk to there anymore. Better get back to the land of the living.
Oh, mission accomplished.
A tin panner? You just met a man who died over a century ago. Amazing.
Freaking amazing.
Who are the demons?
Berith, for sure. Turns metal to gold, and probably Valifor, if I had to guess. He leads thieves to the gallows.
Hate to sound like an old grandma, but you better get some rest. Your vital signs were spiking up and down the whole time.
I can rest later. I gotta prep for my trial.
What are you gonna do?
What am I gonna do? I'd say I'm going to prison, dude. That's what I'm gonna do.